Time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I seem to recall that this week you're going to be talking about the early recruits for the Essex Police Force, is that right?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. We're going from sausage scandals to law and order this week. I've been looking at the records when Essex Police was really in its infancy, around about 1840, and just seeing what sort of records they kept on their recruits. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more, if this inspires you to want to know more, do go to either Essex Police Museum at Springfield, Chelmsford, or Essex Record Office, where you'll find the records and you can search them. Early records detailed names, ages, former occupations, addresses, and so on. But they also detailed disciplinary offences and why officers might have left the force mm-hmm. for any reason. And I've been doing a little survey of my own to try and find out the sort of occupations that police officers were recruited from and the reasons for them leaving mm-hmm. the police. Now, recruited from, often they were ex-military men.
Right.
That were that recruited, yeah, into the new police force. The other thing I should mention is that a lot of them came from Scotland and Ireland. Mm-hmm. So if you're searching for police ancestors who you think might have been in Essex in the 1840s, 50s and 60s, take a trip to the police museum mm-hmm. or to Essex Record Office and search the records. You might find your ancestor. A lot of them were ex-farm labourers. Some were Navy men mm-hmm. as well, and shop assistants. They seemed to be regularly appearing as previous occupations. But the humour, really, unintentional humour, comes in when you look at the reasons why some of these early recruits didn't stay the course. Mm. The most common reason was drunkenness. And there's one wonderful example of a recruit who was sent out on his first patrol and was discovered drunk on duty, was given another chance, was sent out again the following day, and surprise, surprise, was found to be drunk on duty again. So other reasons, associating with undesirable females.
Oh, right.
Not being where they should be at any given time. Mm. Refusing to transfer from one division to another. And for lack of discipline. Mm. Refusing to accept discipline and instructions. Mm. So, yeah, it's very interesting to see the reasons why they actually gave up. Those that stayed the course faced a really tough regime, mm-hmm. a very tough regime. Hours were long and they covered a lot of miles on their beat, and woe betide them if they weren't where they should be at any given time.
How did they monitor that?
They would send out senior ranks to check that the constables were actually where they should be.
Oh, right.
Hence, okay. Anybody laying in a drunken stupor at the side of the road would probably be very quickly discovered.
Well, particularly if they were the policemen. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And next week?
Well, we're sticking with the theme of law, but this time breaking the law, and we're going to an escape from Chelmsford Prison.
Okay, thank you.